Welcome to episode 280 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Today we wrap up our week-long study of the 19th book of the New Testament. Hebrews was written to a group of first century Christians who were in danger of giving up. Times were hard. The letter appeals to all these severely tested believers to keep their faith firmly anchored to the moorings of truth, to maintain their steady confidence in Christ, and to press on to mature Christian stability. This letter's primary exhortation is an appeal for endurance, using various Old Testament examples. Most significant of all, Jesus endured. These Jewish Christians could endure by looking to Christ. The traditional Greek title of the letter to Hebrews goes back at least to the late 2nd century. Scholars believe that the author had mainly Jewish Christian readers in mind. As to the precise location of this group or church, we cannot be sure. It is probably safe to assume that Hebrews was written in the second half of the 1st century. The letter was certainly known to Clement of Rome at the end of the first century. Clement is the fourth bishop of Rome who holds office from 88 AD to his death in 99 AD. He is considered to be an important early church father. There are several important themes in this book. Let's examine a few of them. God's word is of primary significance in the life of every Christian believer. In Christ, that essential revelation of God's nature becomes a personified word. The divine nature, perfect life, vital teaching, unique sacrifice, and victorious achievement of Christ are God's greatest and final message to us. The Son is supreme. He is greater than the prophets of Old Testament times, than the angels, than Moses, and Joshua. The revelation of God in Christ is a crucial and decisive word. It demands a verdict. It is also an appealing word. The word must be received with faith, or it is not likely to benefit the hearers. It must be acknowledged by obedience. It is, after all, not only persuasive, but powerful. Another theme, we are directed to the work of Christ in Hebrews 7-10, contrasting the priesthood and sacrifices of the Old Covenant with Christ. Human beings are guilty and need Christ's work, that redemptive sacrifice by which alone we are forgiven. Through the work of Christ, the person who is cleansed and liberated is dedicated to God. Sanctification is an important theme in this letter. Another theme, Jesus came into this world as the perfect revelation of God's mind and message. He came from God determined to pursue the Father's will. Although addressed clearly as God, the humanity of our Lord is a theme which pervades the whole letter. Christ was raised from the dead. He lives forever and is now exalted at the Father's right hand, where he appears for us in the presence of God. In that holy place, he intercedes for us and will certainly appear a second time to bring salvation in the ultimate sense to those who are waiting for him. In an age of religious pluralism, this letter directs us to the uniqueness of Christ's redemptive work. The importance of this letter is also to be discerned in its interpretation of basic human problems, relevant in every generation, such as guilt and the need for purification, how humans are supposed to be, and the reality and fear of death. Hebrews has a vigorous doctrine of the Christian life, dealing with apostasy and the need to persevere. The Christian life has a sacrificial dimension following Christ's example. Against the reality of opposition, Hebrews emphasizes the truth that there is a man in heaven who endured opposition and knows how we feel. Hebrews reminds us that we are never alone, that the Lord who lived on this earth has the same compassion and strength, and that he is our changeless friend alongside us in the experiences of everyday life and determined to stay with his people forever. Every generation of Christians needs a renewed summons to courageous living and to renewed confidence in a God who is faithful. When believers encounter hard times, they need not only a reminder of the past, but also a vision of the future, of the city of the living God to which they belong, and of the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Hebrews clearly lays out the present priestly ministry of Christ in the life of the believer. Jesus is both the divine Son of God and completely human. And in his priestly role, he clears the way for human beings to approach the Father in heaven through prayer. The priesthood of Jesus is superior to the Old Testament priesthood of Aaron because only through Jesus do we receive eternal salvation. Furthermore, Jesus became the permanent and perfect high priest, going beyond all other priests by offering himself as a sinless sacrifice on behalf of the sins of human beings. Higher and better. This Jesus, who is higher and better, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When did he break his promise? When did his kindness fail? Never has, never will. My God is still the same. When did he lose his power? When did his mercy change? Throughout its pages, Hebrews makes clear that Jesus Christ exceeds all other people, pursuits, objects, or hopes to which human beings offer allegiance. He is higher and better. Hebrews pictures Jesus as better than the angels, as bringing better lives to humanity through salvation, as offering a better hope than Mosaic law could promise, as a better sacrifice for our sins than a bull or a goat, and as providing a better inheritance in heaven for those who place their faith in him. Jesus is indeed superior to all others. The message of the superiority of Jesus would have been particularly important to Jewish Christians in Rome who were struggling under Nero's persecution and were considering moving back toward the Mosaic law. The writer to the Hebrews showed these Jewish Christian believers that they were faced with suffering, they were indeed following a better way, and they should persevere. The ancients created idols fashioned of wood and stone. Modern society has set aside that type of idol in favor of new idols, idols of fancy gadgets, material wealth, a comfortable lifestyle, and even our children. Human beings have seen and experienced the limitless bounty of idolatry, where we place some created object or person in the place of the one true God. What idols do you hold dear in your life? The letter to the Hebrews makes clear that only one person deserves to hold the primary place in our lives. While we are busy idolizing our move up the corporate ladder or placing all our hopes in our kids, Jesus offers us a better position, a better priest, a better covenant, a better hope, and a better sacrifice. Only when we give Jesus his rightful place in our lives will everything else in life fall into its rightful place. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you that Jesus is higher and better and greater than anyone, than anything that is, that was, that is to be. Help us to fall in love with him. Help us to follow him. Help us to worship him. Help us to be transformed by him. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.